Welcome back to Dad Meat, bitch. Tim Butterly, Drew Montana.
What's up, boys?
Andy Dubs. Oh, my God. We're stressing out Larry in the chat, man.
Larry, I'm so
What's
sorry, dude.
Fucking doing, man?
Yeah, sorry we're late. This week, it was because Drew was coming from work.
Yeah, dude, I'm taking over the Tubbs Empire slowly.
They had to pull Drew out of a underground pipe. Yeah, submerged fully in human excrement.
They're using me like a small Asian child, just climb into small places.
You're the drain cleaner that they like put on the end of the hose and it goes in and
yeah.
Do you remember there was a kid in Texas that got stuck in like an 18-inch pipe in like the early 90s? Baby Jessica?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know what? Now I think I've seen a bunch of these since then.
Yeah.
And I don't remember like the national news story. I think I might have been too young to remember. Were you following the hoopla?
It was captivating because I think I was like 12 and they're just like, oh my God, you can get stuck in a pipe.
Meanwhile, how old was the kid?
I think she was like 3, maybe.
Okay.
Might have been younger, but.
Yeah. I mean, by that age, you should be bigger than 18 inches around. That sounds like a hungry baby, bro. If my 3-year-old's around 18-inch pipes, I would be so unconcerned about anything.
Yeah, were you like, were you moved by it? Were you like, please get, please get baby Jessica out of the pipe?
Well, dude, I think when I became aware of it was when the made-for-TV movie came out. So, like, I knew what happens, but still, it was like, oh,
yeah.
No.
Dude, it does suck that the news can captivate you with some shit like that. Like, whenever, like, those soccer kids fell in the fucking, whatever they fell into, remember
the cave?
That?
Oh, the yeah. Cannibalism thing?
No.
You're thinking of Alive? You're thinking of the South American soccer team?
The thing that you're describing, it's ringing a bell now. It just sounds like their guy wanted to fuck them, right?
I don't know.
I think they were stuck.
I think that was what Elon Musk said. I think Elon Musk said that the guys trying to rescue the kids were trying to fuck them.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think of a reason why...
Dude, you know, they barely fit in the 18-inch pipe themselves.
Just jamming these, like, fucking twink Nicaraguans into pipes.
Twink Nicaraguans is crazy. I mean, it's exactly what it is, but it sounds like it could be anything, really.
Damn. But, I mean, can you think of any other good reason why you would lead a team of twink Nicaraguans into a cave? Other than like, oh, guess we're stuck, guys.
I think the story they were trying to push on us was like one of the kids kicked the ball into the cave and then all of them got stuck in the cave.
That's the oldest trick in the Twink Nicaragua. Brother.
Yeah.
They're going to go get it.
Dude, you're playing with fire.
Yeah, I know, I love
it. Just say it 5 times fast, dude. Get it out.
Dude, you got playing with fire on my mind talking about that Great White Fire, man. That thing got my juices going. Did you ever see that, Drew?
What's the Great White Fire?
The band Great White, they were like an 80s hair band. Their last show that they played was in Rhode Island. And brother, they were fucking jamming for the stars.
They lit shit on fire.
The Station Nightclub Fire.
They did. They had pyrotechnics in a very small club, and the pyrotechnics went awry.
Man, they killed 100 people?
Yeah. Dude. Including the guitarist.
And I remember seeing video at the time. I can't believe I don't know why I brought this up. I shouldn't even talk to people. I remember seeing this at the time. And before we watched the whole video, the impression that I had, and let me know if I'm wrong on this one, guys. But the impression I had was that fire starts pretty quickly. It's pretty scary. And then there's a blank spot in my mind. I didn't know exactly like what went down.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this one's going to show us. We don't have to watch the whole thing. But so the video was captured by a guy in the crowd. He notices the fire before anybody else and starts moving toward the back of the room.
That's crazy because I recognize the fire right now.
Well, no, it's still pyro right now. That's still there, up in the top right corner.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So this cameraman sees it, and he starts going, whoa, that's probably not good.
But they're trying to get his attention by going like,
yes,
dude, I know.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, he gets out of there.
Can you believe how hard we're rocking their faces off? Yes, yes.
Dude, how cool do you think it would be to go to heaven with your favorite band?
Oh, please. That would be sick.
Oh, man, what band
are you
going to heaven
with? Guy from fucking?
What band are you guys going with to heaven?
Probably Hayley Williams, dude, the Queen.
Oh.
Send me up there with the Paramore lady.
Oh,
we'll just be up there making out with her and with wings on, dude.
Dude, getting burned alive to Paramore, man. That's true misery business. Yeah. What band are you going to heaven with, Tim?
I think it's gonna be Mean Jelly Roll. He seems like that dude's tailor made for heaven.
Yeah,
is he obese in heaven?
he's obese in heaven. He's still kind of like a criminal under world type.
He's still
dude.
Fat as hell, but he doesn't have to walk anywhere. Dude. No, he has a golf cart with unlimited battery.
He's big as hell, and his hair is just being blown around him.
Yeah,
and it's just.
Does he not have wings?
He's weightless.
Yeah, but he chooses to use the golf cart. Fat dudes love that.
Yeah, so hold on.
The golf cart has wings.
The golf cart has wings.
That's the part of the video that's really fucked up. So you notice very quickly that not everyone's getting out in an orderly fashion. The people in the front are being shoved by the people in the back. The homie with the camera gets all the way out. And then I remember this stuff. I remember seeing the fire going, whoa, that's crazy. And then he films the entrance where it's no one's moving. All of those people that he just cut through to get out of the building are stuck behind a pile of fat retards on whippets. Look at this. Bro, all those people are stuck in there behind them. Isn't that nuts?
Damn. The Great White. Are they still playing at this point?
I mean, I'd go down with the ship. I'd be like the violin guys on the Titanic just playing while all these fucking gas station employees' hair went on fire.
I wonder how only the guitar player died in the fire.
I like, have some bad news for you.
Did the drummer and the singer get fucking crowd surfed out of there?
Dude, that's how the paramedics are rescuing people.
Crowd surfing them.
Dude, they're still stuck. I mean, the fire was so big. It's coming out of the windows and everyone's stuck in the fucking door. Yeah, that would suck, man. That would suck if your boy invited you to that show and you're like, I don't know, man. That's really not my scene. I don't know. Yeah, I know. I listened to it before. It's just, you know, I don't know. It's Friday night. I'm fucking beat.
That guy just took a nice deep breath.
He said, woo!
Damn.
And you go, no, thanks. Oh, man. There's definitely a woman there who's getting back at an ex-boyfriend by going on a date with a guy. She got fucking burnt.
Do you think there was like 9/11 style phone calls?
Yeah.
Like, babe, I'm partied out.
I just want you to know I'm under a guy in a Megadeth t-shirt and I can't breathe. And if I don't make it, I love you.
What are you talking about? He's balding, but for some reason he's got hair down to his shoulder blades.
Yeah, this is wild stuff, dude.
I just want to know if you'll wait for me.
Not a lot of chicks there. There's one.
She's bothering a guy.
Where are you going? Are you mad at me?
Well, you always do this.
What is
you always make it a thing when we're drinking.
What? I can't have fun?
I can't.
Okay. Well, I'm literally not allowed to have fun.
Babe, I had seven beers. Seven
beers. Anybody seen my cigarette?
You had seven beers too. Like, I can't have seven beers.
Are they done?
Me?
Well, if you like her, then you should go out with her then.
Dude, me and my lady have had that exact argument before where it's like, I know when she's getting drunk and I'll be like, hey, like, slow down. And she'll be like, why? You've had five Jameson ginger ales. Why can't I? I'm like, I do this shit for real, lady. Like, you don't want
no part of this.
Fucking outdrink me.
Man. Dude, when a wigger says I do this shit for real, that's when you know. That's the emergency cutoff valve.
And then this is, I think, people just doing balloons in the parking lot.
What was that? Wait, go back. What was that guy?
That was the best night of his life.
Actually, man, I'd prefer not to be on camera right
now. See if you could pause him.
If you could give me a ride, that would be incredible.
If you could pause it right on the guy that he walks
like
by.
He's like 440. He's coming up, dude.
Is anybody going toward Pog Hog?
And not this guy. After this guy... it's a little bit.
He's coming up, dude. This guy looked like a fucking werewolf zombie.
And then right here. Whoa, that's something that you would see for like a half a second in a David Lynch movie.
That looks like a... Remember those? Remember those videos of like a peaceful car ride through like the Ireland the valleys? And then that guy comes up.
I bet that guy was like getting hit in the parking lot and was on his way back in.
I don't know, man. His face does seem to be covered in soot.
Oh, he just got blackface. The guy had blackface on.
Yeah, the chick was blackfaced out.
He's like, yo, sick. Everybody's doing this now.
He was just aggressively eating ass in a porta potty. Woo, man. Wowee. Wow.
Tim, do you ever worry about something like this at any of your performances?
I beg for it. I might start using pyrotechnics.
Yeah. Dude, we were at a show at a hookah lounge like 2 years ago. It was me, Naeem, and I was the only white guy on the show. It was all black show. Dude, it was one of those. You ever
all
been,
Latina crowd, I'm betting, too.
No. All black crowd. You ever been to a black crowd where they're all like, they all got rapper chains on and shit? And you're like, yo, why are y'all here for comedy? This is crazy.
No, I would love to, though.
Dude, I remember I tried to like do some crowd work with the one guy about, he had like 45 on his chain or some shit. And I was like, oh, what's that, man? Whatever the joke was.
Trump fan.
Damn, was that how many guys you've had sex with?
I think it was something.
Have you had sex with 45 guys?
About to be 47.
But yeah, he hated it.
And then you do the robot. Yeah, you do all the corny like white dude at a black show shit.
They hated everything. But fucking this one, nobody was doing well. But this one black dude, Troy, he's a comic, or used to be a comic, I think. But he kicked a hookah over, and fucking dude, like the carpet literally like took off on fire. It wasn't that bad though, because it wasn't like a big area of carpet. But yeah, it was pretty sick.
The charcoal broke off.
Yeah, it was more
scattered.
Like a melting fire than like.
Why'd he kick it over?
I think he just stood on a table because he was bombing and.
Oh man, he'd be trying anything.
He'd be trying anything.
God, man, hookah fire has to be the preferred way of dying for Latinas.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that's your ticket to Valhalla.
speaking of dudes with like massive chains, at our wrestling show the other night, there was like a massive rapper there.
Yeah, dude, West Side Gun was there.
Yeah.
It was pretty sick. It was dude, I've been a fan of West Side Gun for a while, just cause like he's from Buffalo and I'm from Syracuse, so like the upstate connection. But I tried to say that to him and he was like, yeah, whatever. Cause I hate asking people for pictures, but I was like, this is a guy I gotta get a picture
cool guy.
With. And dude, I could tell he was getting weirded out by like, cause other comics were there, or like there was other open micers that weren't on the show that were just hanging, and they saw West Side Gun go upstairs and they were like, they saw me and Naeem go upstairs and they were like, let me follow that train.
Oh,
and then they
no.
were just standing around doing like autism. Like,
they were punishers.
Yeah, they were looking at him, and then whenever he would look, they'd like do this shit.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, dude. And I saw him at one point. He'd be like, yo, it's mad fucking people in here. Why is so many people? And then I walked away. I was like,
it's a store.
Yeah, true. I was like, damn, I'm mad people right now, I guess.
No, you were on the show, weren't you?
Yeah. And he was cool. The suplex guys are the best, dude. He was like,
yeah, they are the fucking. That's the coolest fucking store. You've been to the wrestling
is that
store
on South Street?
Yeah, it's the fucking coolest place ever,
dude. Like he's cool for like even letting us do the show, but like he had no reason to, because we were up there and he's like, yo, Wes is Drew and Naeem, they the next up, yo, they're the, and I was like, you don't have to do this. This is a lot of pressure. But
was this before your set or after?
No, right after. He
oh,
walked
then,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Naeem
before,
killed him,
and you go up, so. And your voice cracks, and you knock over a hookah.
I know, dude. I would have bombed. I would have kicked the hookahs over.
Mm-hmm.
I was on stage in a luchador mask when he walked in, and I saw him see that and like give me a head nod and laugh. But I was just
strong
in
fit.
The lucha mask, going wild, dude.
Strong fit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. On a wrestling show, when in Rome.
But then the open micers, ugh.
Yeah, dude. They sometimes ruin it.
The crowded man,
dude. There's some...
one time Patrice came to the Raven Lounge. Where was anyone here for that?
I don't think so.
I met Patrice's wife at Raven Lounge. Not as cool.
I mean, it's all, I guess, almost.
Yeah. The closest thing we have to him.
Yeah, he was at, I guess he was at Helium. And this wasn't like super long before he died. He came to Raven Lounge. And I don't know if he ever actually came upstairs. I think he
I
just like,
go up
he
either.
Got to the front door. And I think he got swarmed by open micers.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And in fairness, those stairs are tough.
That's the other thing.
That was probably
getting up to a third
factor.
Floor open mic after finishing at Helium. I don't know if that was that attractive to him, but fuck, I forget what put him over the edge and made him leave. I think it might have been meeting Ketchup.
Yeah.
I think Ketchup dapped him up. Was like, "Yo, what's up, man? I'm Ketchup." And I think he was like. And I think he unloaded on him and took off. I didn't go outside though. I stayed upstairs. I heard the murmurs, Patrice is outside, dude. Yo, Patrice O'Neal's here. And I said, I'm good. I'm going to chill up here. I watched, dude, it looked like the Great White Fire.
Yeah.
There was 100 open micers jammed in a door, all trying to get outside to get made fun of by Patrice. And I said, I'm good.
Hey, that's great black fly, brother.
I said, I'm all right.
Raven like used to have that like thing around it where like at least you would hear that like the people at Helium are coming to Raven or they might come to Raven. And then like as long as I've been at Raven, I've seen it happen a couple times and they literally walk in and walk right out. They're like,
yeah.
Because I remember when I was hosting there and like somebody from Helium would tell them to come to Raven and they'd get there and then like Sonya would be like, yo, go downstairs, find whoever. It was like Matt Broussard the one night, and Matt was the man. But like I was like, "Yeah, you want to come upstairs?" He's like, "Nah, not really." And he just left.
Yeah. And do you want to know what I think it is? It's because the age of open micers right now, at least to me, seems like they are children.
Yeah.
If I go to an open mic, I feel like I'm in a kindergarten class.
Yeah.
And maybe like, you know, your club comic types are getting older and seeing that and seeing like, it seems like little children, or maybe they used to just like that we were so young and plump,
yeah,
and young, supple. And
Raven actually started it. The first comedy show there was called Sour Grapes, and the reason why it started is for everybody who couldn't get on the list at open mic at Helium to go there and perform because they had sour grapes about not being able to get on stage.
Ah, right. Okay, I get it now.
And they used to do it downstairs. They used to have it in the window downstairs, and it used to be like a Raven against Helium thing.
Ooh, yeah. Okay,
yeah, how'd that turn out for them? You know what's great? I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. It's insane that that place is still around, and like everyone hates John Hunter and thinks he's a fucking moron. The dude has had a bar that's running for like 20 years, whether it's falling apart or not. It's like, it's crazy how many loopholes. I don't know. Maybe I'm exposing him, but
how many fire code violations?
That motherfucker.
Has anyone ever like mapped out the Raven Lounge open mic for people before? I don't think people really realize how fucking sick. So, who really made it pop, I think, was H. Foley and Chris Cotton.
Yes.
It rest in peace. And they made it, like, cooler than the Helium Comedy Club open mic for, I think, a long time. And then I think Kevin Ryan got involved pretty quickly. Ryan Shaner got involved early. And then other people here and there. But then, like, that was, like, where, like, McKeever and Tommy were hanging out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Shane comes to town initially and it's like they, you know, that's where you have to go.
Yeah.
Like
Raven was sick, dude. Like when I started, it was
the jump off.
Yeah.
It was like the for real jump off. I think me and Ian, I mean, we're not that we're notable enough to be included in any of that, but like me and Ian like jumped off there.
Yeah. No, you're there, dude.
It's the fucking, it was nuts. Yeah. The Raven Lounge open mic, man. It holds a, and it's gone now, isn't it?
No, it's still around somehow.
Wait, what just, oh, the Grape Room just closed.
Grape Room just closed. RIP, dude.
But yeah, dude. Well, I hope Raven doesn't get decommissioned or anything like that.
No,
it's up to you. You got to go hang out there.
No, thank you. I don't like going out.
It might be the most physically uncomfortable space in comedy.
Yeah, I don't think anything about it is conducive to like good stand-up comedy. But the most successful retarded dudes on the planet all fucking just smash their heads together there for a long time, and now that's. You know, that's your landscape now.
Dude, the Chris Cotton mural, you look at it and you're just like, like what did this guy have against Chris?
They hired one of his enemies to paint a mural.
I think they took it down. I'm pretty sure.
They should have painted over it. Yeah. The NAACP should have gotten involved at some point.
Yeah. The Rosa down. Parks Foundation found out. And, yeah. No, that was crazy. It was very funny because, like, I remember he had like a fucking like a purple velvet like fucking curtain over it at one point and did like a big unveiling of it. And it was at the open mic. It was one of those moments where he like pulled the rope away from it and the whole room was like, what the fuck is that? Like nobody even gave him like sympathy claps for it. Everyone was like, Jesus Christ.
Is there anything you've ever created where you would put a velvet curtain over it to reveal and be like, yeah, this is something I did?
I like that.
I think I'm the first person to put a do-rag on a deer head. So if I could go back in time and maybe pull that out at the Smithsonian before the pod, I would do that.
You tug on a gold rope.
Ooh. If anyone has done that before, then I might be wrong. That's all I got. But.
No, that is good, man.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm scraping my mind.
I think for you,
No, I don't think I've ever made something completely.
Here's what I would do for you. I would put the velvet curtain over your head, pull it off, and then you just start doing Indian guy voice.
I just wiggle it off.
Yeah, like a snake coming out of the thing.
Ooh, that would be great, though. We need to be creating great works, I think. You know, this is along the lines of men thinking about the Roman Empire. We need to create great works.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, we need one of those things that's going to be around in like 2,000 years, like plumbing or something. We got to invent plumbing.
Ooh, what if we invented plumbing that was just for cum? These are the original cum aqueducts. Yes. Now, they lined them with lead, which they didn't understand would be a problem until later on.
C-U-M-B-I-N-G.
Is that a real thing? Because, like, I remember in college, we would always hear rumors of, like, other colleges that got caught for jerking off in the showers.
Here's what I think the problem is. It goes down like mercury. So when you come in a shower or a bath, it's going to stay where
it makes kids retarded.
Oh, what does it read the temperature, dude?
That's the issue. It's not that it wreaks havoc on the actual plumbing. Is that it? You have to wipe it up. Otherwise, it's just going to stay there. It's not going to wash down the drain.
Interesting.
I know because I got by my own mother.
Bro.
Wait, your mom comes hard in the shower?
Yes, I caught her squirting in there, man.
Your mom
came. Michael, stop it! I'm squirting! Close the door! I'm squirting in here! Michael! Michael!
I swear I didn't say anything, Mom.
Oh, my God! Michael!
No.
I feel like the last time I was on here, you did a nice Elmo impression. Now I feel like we're slowly getting back to that.
Ooh. Well, my mother squirting is
like Elmo.
Parallel with Elmo, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. I might only have one voice. That's all the thing you got voice. It's all just Elmo.
Would you be impressed or mortified if you found out your mother could squirt?
Oh, good question. And oh,
man.
I'd probably have mixed emotions, I'd say.
Yeah. I guarantee my mom squirted.
Well, she wasn't pretty.
No, for a fact.
Yeah.
I think I'd be impressed.
And you would know because I don't think anybody in the history of squirting has ever squirted without saying, I'm squirting.
Yeah. You live in a small enough house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, my
I'm going to fucking squirt. That's my. I heard my mom saying that.
My parents were quiet fuckers.
A tear to my eye. Just miss her so much.
I don't think I ever heard them have sex.
Oh, God.
I walked in once as a young boy.
How do you not hear it? Because I got to ask you because... You know, Tim, you got a bunch of kids. I have a bunch of kids. Drew, you're going to have a bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you're capable of fucking without other people in the house hearing it? Because
yeah,
how?
What the hell?
You just let the kids hear it? Tim, listen, I fuck how I fuck. All right, I can't control whether
your
or
house
not
is so you don't have a hallway up there, dude. Mike doesn't have a hallway upstairs. You go to the top of the stairs, and there's three doorways, and behind one of them is him going. Ooh,
So, because I have a small house, am I condemned to silent lovemaking for 20 years?
I mean, there's got to be a reasonable middle there.
Well, here's the reasonable middle.
Yeah.
Here's the reasonable
you
middle.
Like a chimpanzee, yeah. Not acceptable.
True. The reasonable middle.
Turn on the shower or something.
Well, we usually turn on the TV and also try to do it when the kids aren't home. However, you know how sometimes, you know,
that thing be hard.
Yeah.
And so you don't take any action to mitigate the sound.
I'm not screaming. However, the bed will make noise.
Oh, yeah. Dude, a new bed will change your life. I used to, and like, I don't even fuck that hard. I fuck a little hard, but not like crazy. But my bed used to be so loud, dude. Mm-hmm. But I got a new bed for Christmas. Unbelievable. Changed the game. Now I'd be trying to fuck hard, and I can't even hear it. Ben don't even know I'm fucking in there anymore.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah. I hope so, dude.
Mike.
But, Tim, I just don't
But
think
also, I've lived with three different roommates now in that same house, and the first one, I always heard him fuck. But the
How was it?
I mean, it sounded fucking painful.
For him?
No, for her, dude. Oh. He was clapping shit up there, bro. Crazy. But, like, to the point where... Like, you know how when you hear your boys, like, fucking...
You ever have to dap
like,
him up for it?
Mm-hmm. Not, it was, like, past that. It was, like he knows type shit. You know what I mean?
Well, he's the alpha.
Like, yeah, he would come
downstairs. He ruled the roost.
He would come downstairs after, and I'd, like, walk to the fridge, like act like I needed something over
there.
Get
him a drink.
Yeah, yeah, like no, just I couldn't even be. I didn't want to be on the couch and be like, "Yo, how?" You know what I mean? I was like, "I gotta go walk away for a second." That was crazy.
Hey, big head.
Yeah, let me get some of that. No, but my I haven't.
Where
heard,
my dick at? I know you're not gonna walk by me, but give me a little bit of dick.
I haven't heard either one of my other roommates. I heard Courtney fuck once, and
Courtney a boy, by the way.
Courtney a boy fuck. Mm. And I haven't heard Ben fuck yet. And I know Ben probably be fucking well.
He probably makes like sounds like mice sneezing when he fucks. little ass Ben stop.
Yeah, maybe that's not to take away from Ben's penis at all, dude. No. I'm sure it's great.
Yeah,
but
no, I'm just talking about him.
No, of course,
I'm talking about the man himself.
No, I'm a man of peace this year, guys. You know that about me.
Damn, Mike, what kind of sound? Hold on, go. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good. I'm just, I gotta, whenever
man of peace.
Yeah.
You've turned over a new leaf.
I have. That's why whenever I make fun of my boy's penises, I gotta be like, just playing, you know? That's foolery.
Ah, psych no. And let me just end this with psych no. Mike, how noisy is your bed now? Are we talking about springs? Are we talking about floorboard creaks? Are we talking about headboard on wall?
A combination of all three, but primarily floorboard squeaking.
Oh, man. It sounds like a fucking McDonald's Playland in your room.
It smells like McDonald's Playland. Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy in there.
Well, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah. When's the last time you got a new bed?
2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, it's not that then. You ever fuck on the floor?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Oh, all right. Never mind.
When I was younger. My knees can't take it anymore. Yeah.
There was this girl that I was having sex. This is years ago, but we were at her mom's house, mm-hmm. and her bed was mad loud, and she was like, "Let's fuck on the floor." And I was like, "Yo, she's down. Mm-hmm. She's with whatever."
Okay, well, cool.
She was hot too. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Fucking bragging.
I fucked a lady on the floor, dude. One time.
Was it creaky?
No, it was perfect.
Carpet.
Yes.
What length? Like medium? Short carpet?
Yeah, a little bit longer than this.
Yeah, you need a long carpet.
Egyptian, I'd say.
You get burned up.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. You get scraped the fuck up if you're on that thin poor people carpet.
Yeah.
You get shredded on that thing, man.
Not on my watch, dude.
You get fucking raw cheeks.
Yeah, carpet fucking's cool. I'm sorry, dude. I'm being a nasty boy today.
No, I like when you're nasty. Well, you came in here dressed like a man, so you're going to have some nasty
talk. That's what I'm saying, dude. I've been hearing work talk all day. I haven't, mm-hmm. like, I'm used to, you guys know me as the guy on the couch that plays Madden a lot, and that's not me
it's
anymore,
different
dude.
You.
Yeah, new me. Man of peace. Likes to talk about pussy. I'm back, dude.
Now, before, I want to dig into that even more, but before we get there, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. First off, Drew, I want to thank Joy Mode.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What better way to segue into the sponsor than the conversation we just had? Faster is better, as we've spoken about, except when it comes to sex. I disagree with that. All right, you know, we're not doing Joy Mode today. I don't like them anymore. No, but for real, I've used Joy Mode.
It's like, nah.
Honestly, the reason why we make so much noise is partially in thanks to Joy Mode.
Mm.
So if you're struggling in the bedroom, it's time to check out Joy Mode. Their sexual performance booster is an all-natural, science-backed supplement to give your penis all the tools it needs and nothing it doesn't. Joy Mode also supports your blood vessel, cardiovascular, and heart health, athletic performance, blood pressure, and general erection function.
It should make you better at sports.
It does. Yes.
That's crazy.
Sometimes when I'm out of Gatorade, I'll just like mix up some Joy Mode and I get all my electrolytes back. I also get some electrolytes. Just mix it up with 6 to 8 ounces of water and drink up 45 minutes before sexual activity. You're going to love the results. Like I mentioned, I've been enjoying Joy Mode for a couple months now, and let's just say my wife says thank you.
Let's just say the kids aren't sleeping much.
Let's just say someone in our family is going to commit murder-suicide. Go to usejoymode.com and get 20% off with code FATBIRD at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code FATBIRD at usejoymode.com. Code FATBIRD. Also want to take a second to thank True Classic. Drew, if you've ever seen me in a t-shirt and you think to yourself, damn, that boy looking good in that shirt, mm-hmm. that's because I was wearing a True Classic t-shirt. You know how your old t-shirts have that disgusting smell? You can get rid of those. Make that switch to True Classic. Their activewear is made with stank-free, moisture-wicking technology, so whether you're working out on the treadmill or going for a beer run, you're going to smell great. I've been wearing True Classic for probably 3 years now. It makes my delts pop, it suppresses my titties, and it just makes me feel good. Tim, you've worn their sweater. I've seen you in the True Classic
sweater. I'm a different
sweater.
Man. I'm a different man in the True Classic sweater.
I was about to
I thought about breaking it out today, and I'm not ready to yet, but just so you guys know, there's someone in there.
Mm-hmm.
I throw that True Classic sweater on. I'm a different fucking guy.
I know. I saw you and I was like, ooh, that boy working the lighthouse. Mm.
Are they allowed to say stank free? Are you allowed to make that claim? Is that verifiable?
I'm going to wear a True Classic next week and we're going to find out. I'm going to have you and whoever I guess this smell up on me.
No, I got a stankometer.
Not only does True Classic help you kick the BO, everything looks amazing too. It truly does. So all their shirts are made to accentuate the places the eye goes to first. Tighter in the arms and chest, but with the perfect amount of room in your midsection. The best part is that True Classic sells their premium products in packs to help you save. Get started with a 2 or 3 pack of t-shirts today and feel the difference for yourself. So if you're ready to upgrade your closet, shop now with our exclusive link at trueclassic.com/fatbird and save up to 25% off your first order. Support the show and tell them we sent you. No matter how you move, make 2024 your most comfortable year yet with True Classic, the best fucking t-shirts that I own. On top of that, too, they got more t-shirts, Drew.
They got long tees.
They got long white tees.
They got long white tees.
They got hoodies, I'm in, dude.
If you're Drew adjacent, if you know what I'm talking about. But we also like to thank our sponsor, Kush Life. Kush Life is the highest quality THCA you can buy right now, and they'll deliver it directly to your doorstep. THCA is fully legal in over 45 states and has the same psychoactive effects as THC when heated, so just about any way you consume it. Kush Life doesn't sell that Delta 8 and Delta 9 bull honky either, only the highest quality premium THCA cannabis. They have a great selection too, all the strains you know, Gelato, Runtz, Gary Payton, Great White Fire. Tim, what else do they have?
Tim Butterly.
Oh, no.
Tim turns into Timothée with a True Classic.
They have all that shit. So the guys at Kush Life, they're working on a very special strain for everyone here at Good Boy and you guys out there. So stay tuned for special lines of bud. Along with traditional buds, check out their prices on Moon Rocks and ask them about Kush Soda, which is set to release this spring too. So support all the shows here and check out KushLifeStore.com. Use the promo code DADMEAT for 15% off your order with fast and discreet shipping. Try KushLifeStore.com once, and you'll never go further than your mailbox for great cannabis again.
Bleh.
That's the Kush Life guarantee.
Bleh. What do you guys think about when you see a guy with like a tight t-shirt on and just like super big arm muscles?
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah, I think it makes me wish I had an Italian dad.
I hate that shit.
What?
I can't stand it.
Why don't
shit.
You like it?
I hate big arm muscle guys.
Aww.
You know? It is a little intimidating. It's cool when you like when you see it at first. You're like, yo, that guy's probably the man.
It gives me the same feeling as when I see someone with like a really scary dog on a leash.
Mm-hmm. That's why he's doing it, dude.
I see big arm muscle guys and I go like, I hope his owner is keeping an eye on him.
I hope they put them down. I hope mm-hmm. they only let white people own them.
Yeah, he better be fixed. That's what it's about for me. As long as you take your big arm muscle t-shirt guys and you get them mm-hmm. fixed, it's whatever.
Drew, have you ever had a bulking season, or do you just like being in shape?
Every day of the week, brother. Mm-hmm. I'm 158 pounds of pure vibranium. I'm that shit from Wakanda.
Yeah, no shit, man.
I mean, I've tried to, dude. I don't work out well. Like, I hate fucking things with slow results. Nothing's mm-hmm. worse. I like changing shit and being like, let me see it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
But I went to the gym for a while. When I was like top wigger at my LA Fitness for a while, dude. I remember we had like, I noticed all the other wiggers in there and I was like, I would kick the shit out of this guy, dude. I was sizing all of them up.
Bro, you all flinch at each other.
Dude, we would literally just fucking pump fake flinches at each
dude,
other.
Dude, that's like a wigger group fitness class, just flinching for an hour.
No, dude, the LA Fitness basketball courts, when it's all wiggers out there, it's the crazy. God. Dude, it's the most aggressive shit ever. That was like the closest I've been to a street fight since probably like college.
They get pretty
yeah, dude, we used to get so mad at each other. And I remember, dude, I'm not even like that good at basketball, but I can shoot a little bit. And when I'm on, I talk so much shit. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was talking like, it was right after I watched Paid in Full. So I was just like talking money like those dudes for some reason. So remember in Paid in Full when he's like, I got $1,000 for every bump on your face. I told the dude I'd give him $1,000 for every shot he hit on me. Uh-huh. And the dude hit like five shots. And he's like, you ain't even got that kind of money. I was like, y'all down, because they were losing to us still. I was like, y'all down three. Worry about that. And then I got up out of there as soon as we lost. I'm like, dude, I owe this dude like $8,000. Bro, you started like pulling up from half court and shit. I was like, oh, man, this was crazy. Like $85 to my name, bro.
Man. Did you ever get into like an almost fight with them and then just tell them they're lucky?
Yeah, okay, of course.
You're so lucky right now.
Yeah, my
dude,
mom says I got to go in.
Yeah.
You're lucky I'm on probation, dude. Seriously, I am.
The amount of times I've been on probation and never been on probation, dude, the craziest shit ever. Yeah, I usually got it on me, but dude, I'm on probation right now. So you lucky I ain't strapped in the LA Fitness locker room because I'm on probation.
Would you play against guys in ankle monitors?
No. I don't think,
no,
I think
none of them were
the
actually
point
on probation or parole. <Yeah. laughs>
No, LA Fitness is just guys that say they're on probation and do this to each other.
They got like yelled at in family court one time.
Yeah.
And now they're on probation forever.
And then we see each other behind the fog in the sauna and we're like, shit, we really this close and nobody want to do anything about it. Ain't this about a bitch.
Probation really is a true Wigger gift.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, it was like, I remember my friends that were on probation when I was younger, and I was like, that's the coolest shit ever.
I know.
Like, those guys legally can't smoke weed right now?
Mm-hmm.
That's sick.
Probation's almost like saying you have a dad, because nobody can technically disprove it, and you can just say it as much as you want, but you just got to accept it.
You do, it's almost, I don't know, rite of passage? It's like, I was going to say, in my mind, I'm seeing like a Wigger chrysalis. You know what I mean? Like, they come out, they're a larva, you know? And they go into probation and they come out on the other side, fucking Wigger butterfly.
Yeah.
It's like you're full, you know what I mean? You're actually unfinished. You're still.
I should probably be on probation at some point.
Let's get you on probation.
Here's the thing, dude. I've always wanted it. It would be sick.
Yeah, no shit, dude.
It's probably my final form, me on probation. But I don't want to pay for the legal fees. That would suck.
Yeah.
And I also like, I fear a bad judge who's like, who didn't eat his fucking breakfast that day. And he's like,
his wife's having an affair.
Yeah, no more probations today, brother. You're going to jail.
That's even cooler, though.
No. That's where I draw the line, dude. Right, that's where the character dies, dude.
No way. Like, you come back as Gandalf the Black.
Give me your opinion on this. Where do Wiggers stand on weekends in jail? Cool or nah?
Damn, depends.
Yeah. I didn't know a lot of, I knew a lot of like DUI guys with weekend jails, but not a lot of, DUI isn't like a real Wigger crime.
Yeah.
Wigger crime is like a burglary of like small amount of money or something.
Dude, apparently my Wigger older brother, one of my Wigger older brothers, the most recent legal trouble he got into is he tried to rob a ATV dealership.
Whoa. That's pretty sick.
You know? That's the dynasty I come from.
With like a ride it out of here.
I don't know if he was trying to. I don't know if he was sticking them up or trying to steal a quad.
Okay, but it definitely wasn't like, I'll pay you guys back for this thing and then dip
and
on
then
them.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Oh shit!
It could be that.
Could be that. And
that would be the Wigger way. You trick them.
Yeah.
Gain their trust and then you burn them.
Yeah. A fake credit card or something.
You lied on a credit application and then like you get caught for it and you're just like, I beat them. You know, I held them up. I stuck them up.
I'm on probation for it.
Yeah. I don't know.
ATV dealership. That's a bold one.
I didn't even know they had them.
Oh, they got them, dude. I used to be at the ATV dealership all the time, just looking.
What's it going to take to get you on this ATV?
I swear to God, dude, my whole fucking childhood was going, because that was like, you've been to where I'm from, bro. There's not a lot out there. There's only like maybe five stores.
And it's one Circle K.
They have a Circle K. They have a Burger King. They have a Kenny Drugs Pharmacy. They have the high school. And then a four-wheeler dealership. And I think that's the only places making money out there.
That's
Damn, so was it like kind of like a meetup spot for all the young wigs?
It's got to be a magnet for wigger loiters.
Yeah, it was just me and my boys would just go in there and sit on four wheelers and like,
what do you make the noise?
We'd start them, rev them up, and then get kicked out, and then we'd come back like 2 months later and be like, y'all got new four wheelers, and then it was a cycle, dude. It was a cycle of just starting up four wheelers, revving them in the lobby. I'm being like, you can't do that.
Dude, a vicious cycle would be a killer name for a wigger ATV dealer.
The vicious cycle. Yeah, that is pretty sick.
Do you think wigger ATV dealers ever do like a community outreach thing where like they'll hear about a wigger that's dead in the community and be like, look, we're going to send a team of ATVs through your funeral?
I wish.
Yeah, salute. Mm-hmm.
No, they just... All they would do to us...
The Hell's Nephews.
All they did that I know of that was like community shit was like spread like bad propaganda.
Yeah.
Of like there was always this story of a dude who got decapitated because he was riding through a field and there was like an invisible wire that just cut his head off. And they're like, that could be you if you're not staying on the trail.
Damn.
But I remember telling my dad that and he was
Wigabod
like,
Crane.
Nice, nice. I remember telling my dad, though, and he's like, that's bullshit. He's like, that's a myth. They just tell you that.
That's a pretty good myth, man.
Yeah, I believed it.
It's something that could happen because, like, wiggers, they're living a lot longer these days, but up until maybe, I think, the 2000s, and I think it's the dawn of Mountain Dew Code Red and Baja Blast, but before that, they would usually die on some kind of motorized vehicle.
Yeah. Well, now we have something to live for.
And
Code
also,
Red and Baja Blast.
Also, let's not forget the impact of Narcan on the ecosystem.
Yeah, it's...
You know?
Yeah.
They eat like children for their entire lives, so it does something. It keeps their internal organs younger than they need to be. You know? They get more haircuts than other people. Yeah. Like, they are kind of like grooming themselves a little bit more.
Yeah.
Dude, and Narcan's like the new insurance. It's like half the commercials I hear on the radio now are like, have you heard of fucking whatever it's called? And they're like, no. They're like, well, Jen overdosed at a party last night and someone saved her life. You can get Narcan now at your local. I was like,
I've been going to other cities and talking about this. I've been.
Yeah. Actually,
it's
wild stuff.
I don't know if they warn people, though, that when you Narcan somebody, they wake up in berserker mode.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, that should be in the fucking commercial, dude.
Well, it's like they're just ending your party. Like, think about any time you've had a party ended.
Yeah, true. Like,
oh, yeah, cool, they're turning the lights on. Like, the they fuck? Go, all right,
what,
everybody
are the cops
out.
Here? Damn.
It's somebody throwing up in your parents' bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I ever overdose, please.
Do you think they'll ever come up with a Narcan for alcohol?
Yeah, it's called fucking water. It's called fucking have some water. Go sit down.
No, dude. I think maybe. I don't know.
Don't they?
Yeah, I guess
use
like cheesesteaks.
What do they use?
Charcoal.
Charcoal?
It makes you vomit if you have alcohol poisoning.
Oh.
And then they put like a pack of hot dogs down there.
Yeah. Or you could just suck a bunch of guys off and then they have to take you to the hospital and get your stomach pumped.
Oh, man. What was that? Was there a girl in your neighborhood who had the stomach pump cum rumor?
I think just, was it Lil' Kim?
She was a popular.
That was
just Rod Stewart for me. I remember telling my dad Rod Stewart was nice back in the day. I was like, yo, I fuck with Rod Stewart. He's like, that fucking faggot had his stomach pump would come.
You're in
I was
my
like,
mouth,
Jesus Christ.
You're in my asshole.
Did you guys have anyone that went to like boot camp over the summer? Like punishment boot camp and they had to do like a lot of push-ups and that's all they talked about?
Yeah, it was always a kid from a different school. It was public school kids.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's cousin.
Yeah.
Your neighbor's cousin went to boot camp.
Mm-hmm. I never, I'm sure we did have kids that went to boot camp. I went to like a fake fucking, what's it called? Like scared straight thing. We talked about it on Durag, but it's like, it wasn't jail, but it was like.
It was Timberland camp.
Yeah, it was basically like county jail or like a weekend jail type shit. And then they would like bring kids in there. And then I remember my friend Peter was in there and he cried.
Now was
and
it?
And we all made fun of Peter.
That is a crying ass name.
Yeah,
I just missed my mom.
Because it wasn't. Because I remember seeing the show and being like, "This is gonna be the fucking worst day of my life." And then, it wasn't that bad. It was like it was none of the fucking you get yelled at and shit. Like it was more like a one-on-one thing.
Oh, fuck that.
So like they sat you down with like a dude who was like about to be released, and he was like trying to mentor you and shit. Oh. But my guy was cool. And then I remembered my friend Brandon's guy was cool. My friend Casey's guy was cool. And there was like a bunch of other kids that we didn't know. And then my friend Peter had a guy who was yelling at him. And then we saw him cry. Yeah. And then the rest of the time, like, we went back to school the next day, and they were like, yo, how was jail? We was like, bro, that shit was
Peter
fucked.
Got raped.
Yeah, it was like, Peter was in there getting fucked, bro. Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
They're like, Jesse, what are you doing? We're not supposed to fuck him. Do you remember your guy's name, and do you ever look him up?
No. I don't think they told you his full name.
Black or white guy?
Black guy.
Okay.
I the only black guy out of my friends. Which was pretty cool. Maybe that turned me into the man I am today.
Wow.
Just a cool black dude in jail being like, yo, you can be better than this.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even like, it wasn't nothing serious. It was just like, we got caught smoking weed at a wrestling tournament. Mm. And then they were like, you're going to scare straight.
Damn.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. I remember being like, this is a stamp of approval for me. Yeah. I thought I was the man.
Yeah, that's a badge on your wigger sash.
Yeah, of course. Dude, I told everybody for years. It was the coolest thing I'd accomplished.
Did you ever get threatened with?
No, I went to Catholic summer camp one time, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, St. John Newman? Is that a saint?
Yeah.
That might have been the name of it. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, I went for a week, and It was really awkward. I was the kid that I cried. I got homesick and cried. Oh, I was in second grade, I think.
Dude, missing your mom was so hard.
I got homesick and cried, and I also didn't really enjoy myself at all. I think it might have been one of my. Now that I'm thinking about it, might be one of like the formative attempts at socialization in my life along a string of like botched attempts.
Yeah,
and I remember. I was in the midst of making a friend, and another boy got very jealous for this boy's attention and started being mean to me. And so I kind of just was like, okay, and just backed out of any kind of attempt at like making homies, and I just ate all my meals by myself for the week. And
damn.
I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, dude. That's sad, dude.
Weird.
Damn, you came back hard though.
Did I?
No, you just said you took it by yourself and you. Eating all your meals alone?
Oh, yeah. No, that was me giving up. Okay. No, I instantly gave up the second that it became a challenge and felt weird. And I said, no way.
Damn.
See you later, dude. I'm going to go eat my cereal over here.
But it was, that was like a bad kids camp?
I don't know. That was just the closest to it. No. Well, here's the thing. It wasn't a punishment. It was actually you're kind of lucky to go. But it's like, yo, dude, they sent us into the woods with a Catholic organization.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of boys.
Patron saint of cute boys.
I know for a fact. Well, no, I don't know for a fact. But I feel certain that boys were getting fucked there.
Yeah, of course, dude.
But it was the only time I ever got to do real archery. So
do you think if it was like a scared straight where they were trying to mold children, they would have called it St. John Newman?
Mm. Yeah,
St. John Newman's new man.
I'd vote for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should work on the board, dude. You should be on the board at most companies.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I never had a cool experience. We got a park by our house had like a summer program one summer, which was insane because we never understood why they were doing it for us. And it wasn't like molesters. It was like teenage kids like making us bracelets and shit. And one day they took us to the pool. No funny business, just fun stuff. Might have been grooming.
Do you want to know? Oh boy. Oh, so we had one day at the pool, I believe. And the only activity, I think they had us do 15 minutes of proving we could swim, and everyone was allowed in.
All right, you got to suck my dick in this pool.
Yeah, if you want to enjoy the pool on this hot August day,
can you swim in this pool full of cum?
Well, okay, so I've never played this game since. It was, I don't know if there were teams or not, but the game was
Marco Chomo.
They covered a watermelon in Vaseline and threw it in the pool. And we fought over it. And I think you were supposed to like bring it back.
They make hippos do that. That's crazy.
I think it might have been a hippo game. Yeah, they threw a fucking Vaseline watermelon into a tank full of boys and watched us fucking struggle over
it. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Dude, that's nuts, man.
Oh, man. You guys sure you got watermelon covered? I mean, I'm not doing anything. I can wash them. I can, if you need me to, I can walk them to the pool.
This is the old slippery watermelon, dude. Trick as old as time.
Oh, dude, a bunch of wet boys just sliding on, basically giving each other new room massages in the pool.
That's unacceptable.
Competitive adolescent boys new room. Go.
Do you remember what they did with the watermelon when you were done?
Sit on it.
one of the priests had it inserted into his rectum.
He sniffed it for about an hour. And then
they passed it around all the adults, just taking whiffs. And
they eat the outside of the watermelon.
Amen. Eat the outside of the watermelon.
Hey, boy.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
There was we had a molester priest at our parish, and I was asking other guys, they're like, yo, did Father Joe ever do anything weird? And this one kid, Sal, was just like, no, man, he was just nice. Like, he would take me and Wes to fucking the seminary and take a swim in. It's like, Sal, that's pretty weird shit to just take two guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was trying at least.
Yeah.
We had a kid fucker priest, but he never got me. I don't think he ever got me. No.
Did he ever reach for you like this and you got out of the way at the last moment?
I think he was
crossing over.
Yeah, I was always there. That's why I do this now.
Ooh, step back, Father.
In your face. No, I think it was old crimes. And he was like, I fucked up. I shouldn't do this anymore. Let me go to a new church. Mm. I think they sent him away, but then like it came back to light, and that's when
he was like, "The Bugs Bunny, Lord forgive me, I'm back to the old me." Yeah, we had the guy we got. He was still in the game, and he stayed in the game forever. But he came from Long Island, and like he was lying right off the bat. He was talking about how he was close friends with the New York Islanders head coach because we all liked hockey, and then the one day, like his game was like getting us on the basketball court because we all had memberships to the after school club. And you could just play for like an hour and a half after school.
Yeah.
And there was no supervision. And he just came out there one day. I was only out there one day, but he just like scooped me up and he growled in my ear. But in hindsight, he growled in my ear.
But that's even gayer than fucking.
I know, man. But like, I wish I stayed because like I would have gotten really.
Did he go?
Yeah. What was the sound he made? I need
just.
Oh no, that's crazy.
Oh boy.
But I wish. Gotcha.
Yeah, they gotta stop doing that.
Seems like they like basketball.
The priests?
Yeah.
They like sports. Or they try and say they like sports. We had a priest, and I think this guy didn't fuck kids. I think he was one of the good ones. But he was the Syracuse College or Syracuse University football team's priest. So he would always bring like these big offensive linemen to like our church kickball games and shit. I remember an offensive, like 400-pound black dude put a hole through our kickball one time. And we were all like, oh. It was the coolest thing kids could ever see. Just a giant black dude exploding a kickball. Yeah, it was pretty cool stuff, dude.
Yeah, priests do love sports, man. I don't think I can't recall one that was just like, didn't express some kind of like admiration for like some kind of sport.
Do you think priests like lady sports?
No, I don't.
Yeah, of course not, dude. Dudes are dudes at the end of the day.
I think basketball and football are probably their favorites. I can't recall a priest ever liking anything outside of that. You'll never see a priest. Nuns love baseball. I don't know if priests do, though.
God damn, dude. I wish I could beat the fuck out of a bunch of nuns at a baseball game. Mm.
There's one that I've been wanting to beat up for a long time.
I know.
Sister, what's her name?
Sister Jean,
Yeah, she's got to go.
Yeah. I think Mac McClung should have dunked over her.
I think that's how we should send her out, is a...
A beating?
No. I mean, maybe, if she survives this. Uh-huh. But remember the mega ramp from Semi-Pro that Jackie Moon roller skated down? We got to... Fucking get her in the wheelchair at the top of that, rockets on the back of it, and make her dunk a basketball full court. And I don't think she'll be able to do it. I think she goes out pretty horrifically if we do that.
You know, one thing people overlook in the whole Catholic scandal is that the nuns were being abused. And it's most people probably don't feel much sympathy for them because they're so scary. They were so scary and mean when we were kids, but apparently nuns are getting just fucking knocked around.
Like beat up or fucked.
Yeah, they were getting beaten up and fucked by priests.
I didn't know that.
Dude, don't tell me that.
Yeah.
I love nuns.
But, I mean, in the priest's defense, like, you do want to see how hard you can hit a nun to see if you can make her habit come off.
How much I would love Catholic school if the priest would have been beating up the nuns the whole time. If once a day a priest came in and saved us from the scariest lady in my life,
just fucking threw her head through a chalkboard. Like,
yo, yo, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Father,
fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah, if a priest was doing wrestling moves on a nun, it would be pretty sick.
Yeah. He blinds her with chalk dust. Fucking bitch. That one's for the boys. We're all like, yeah, Father Donahue. Let's go.
Blinding her with chalk dust and just headbutting her. The craziest move.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a finisher.
They were beating the fuck out of those dumb fucking.
You do. There's something about nuns that you want to beat them the fuck up.
I hate them.
Dude, I can't. They hold a special place in my heart. I love them.
No way.
I do have two great aunts that are nuns.
What?
Yeah. Two of my mom's aunts are nuns, and they're still alive, and they're old as hell. The oldest ladies.
Are they aware of you, like, doing what you do?
Yeah. I don't think they like it very much. I'll say this.
You want me to say something to them?
She likes the rest of her great nieces and nephews a little bit more, I think.
I be out of line if I called her a fucking bitch?
A little bit. No. She is a fucking bitch, dude. But only that's between her and God, dude.
All right.
No, I don't care. Call her whatever the fuck you want.
I just don't like when people.
I'm just a man of peace this year, dude. I'm trying to hold it together.
Just called his great grandmother a fucking bitch.
I'm back to the old me.
Don't make me back to the old me, yo. She kind of stinks, but.
Man, I'll never get why old ladies are so mean. It's like you have a golden opportunity for everybody to like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like a level of prestige they hold.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I think what happens is when the pussy dries up, they're left with their own minds for the first time. They're not desired anymore.
Okay.
They realize dedicating yourself to God has never been, there's never been a payoff associated with it. And then now they're just left with like, okay.
Yeah, they gotta be mean.
What do I have other than just people treating me with reverence, which they no longer do because I'm old and
useless. Yeah. It's gotta feel sick though to like be almost dead and be like, yo, I've committed very minimal sins though. Like it could be
way
sick.
Ahead on the scorecard.
Yeah, it could be pretty sick for me in the next 3 to 5.
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. I would like the opposite, where like I've lived a hedonistic lifestyle, but then I turn it around at the end, so I'm just like, man, whew, right at the buzzer.
True. Yeah, they do say God forgives, so he why? Does. Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah, all right. No, I feel your point now, because if there's dudes up there fucking that was like raping people but just apologized for it,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, yo, what gives?
Real quick, my bad.
Yeah.
Jump in front of the subway.
Yeah, why are they here, dude?
If you think of it like a golf tournament, like somebody's crushing it all 4 days of the tournament, you're just like, oh, yeah, cool. But like you like a guy that's like slowly
inching
toward the leaderboard, to the top of the leaderboard, and he's like, all right, on fucking day 4, he's going to get it.
Yeah, because then even in heaven terms, dude, you can't even, because it's bad to be jealous. That's like a sin. So you can't be like, wait, what the fuck? Why is this guy?
Yeah.
He killed people. Then they'll be like, no, back of the line, dude.
You
he said
so
sorry.
Fired up. You got to love him so much.
Yeah, you got to fucking love that guy.
You got to love the rapist with all of your soul.
Yeah. Maybe hell is pretty sick, dude. It's just a bunch of dudes who are like, yeah, I fucking did it. Say something about it.
What's up?
What's up?
It's the LA Fitness it's basketball court.
Hell yeah. The time of my life, actually.
Yeah, plus nuns don't have a man in their life. Actually, this is probably why they're getting beat up. They don't have a man in their life going like, whoa, that's too far. That's crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So they just, you know, any conflict that they have, they just go full instinct mode and a priest socks them one time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure nuns...
Gives them the old Irish shut up.
My mom was telling me this, that like back in the day, they used to recruit people like heavy in high school to become nuns. If you went to Catholic school, like every day you'd walk in, there was like a fucking pamphlet on your desk. And it was like,
what do you think they needed them for? Just to teach?
I guess to beat
they
up.
They are kind of used to it.
Yeah, they needed punching bags, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, we petitioned the Pope for more fucking wrestling buddies. He said, just go.
They are religious wrestling buddies.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, I don't know. I'm basing all this off of the two nuns that I know and the Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of ugly nuns.
I think in my case, I have. Dude, I created one on AI. Let me show you this fucking nun that I created on AI the other night.
Can I ask why?
I wanted to see some thick pug nuns.
I was trying to see something.
But she was fucking heinous.
You really just be AI generating anything.
I do. But in my experience, like, it was a real stretch to call a nun pretty.
Yeah.
None come to mind and like,
I don't think I've ever seen an attractive nun. Yeah, ever.
All my nuns were terrifying looking. They all look like they were in varying stages of decomposition.
So that's what I got when I typed in 50s pog nun.
That's not bad.
I also typed in leg spread. Did these look like spread legs to you?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but she's got her hands over the holy gates there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I mean, nice tits on her. I'll say that.
Yeah, I like the frown as well, by the way.
I typed in angry as well.
Make her angrier.
Yeah.
Angrier. You could just keep revising it and angrier, angrier.
Still, the phone's shaking.
Sinful.
Drew, before we switch into Patreon, you want to promote something?
Just do ragging the deer tag and a digital bazooka. Check us out over there, dude. We're fucking doing some cool stuff. And wait, let me see, because I do have one thing that I wanted to plug. We have a road show coming up. Oh, we're going to be in Mississippi with you.
I can't wait.
That's going to be sick.
Do you think you'll need a green book?
I'm going to be down in Greenbaugh, Alabama, bro, with Forrest Gump. What's a green book? I don't know.
I'll bring you one anyway.
What is it?
It's a book where they used to put all the businesses that black people can go to and where they couldn't go.
Oh, yeah.
So you know where you wouldn't get in trouble.
Please bring that.
They're like $5 on Amazon now.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, we should get one Naeem one for Christmas. Mm-hmm. May 1st, we're doing a do-rag and friends at Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Nice.
So all the New York people come out, dude. It'll be me, Naeem, Rob Cruz. Just trying to get some other homies on that, but come on out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, friends, less than 10 tickets remain for both Connecticut and Boston, Massachusetts, March 28th and 29th.
Hell yeah, baby.
I'm headlining Soul Joles on May 18th, Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
What?
I have fall dates coming in already. I'm filling in the gap in the meantime. But yo, fucking going to Washington State in October. I'm going to fucking Wisconsin. This is the fucking best. Dude.
Very sick.
So just pay attention. If you want to come see me, just follow me on Twitter, and I'll tweet my shit as it gets confirmed, and then I'll do like a nice poster, and I'll say here's all my dates, and you can go to timbutterly.com for dates and tickets there, and follow my YouTube, Tim Butterly. And I did Twitch again this weekend. I did Twitch on Sunday because YouTube fucking been playing with my money. So I might be back on Twitch too for the time being anyway. It's also Tim. It's just Tim Butterly on everything. Just come fucking please hang out with me. Thank you.
Sick, buddy. Thank you to everybody that's buying my book. Keep buying that pitch too. That's ownperks.com. And then also I got some shows coming up. Some with the Stinker Boys, some with the Do-Rag Boys. I'll be at in Boston April 5th. Come out to that one. That one's close to selling out, so grab tickets soon. Hartford, Connecticut, the next night, April 6th. Drew, Naeem, Rob, and I are going to be in Columbus, Mississippi on April 12th and 13th for Porch Fest 24. That's going to be a blast. I cannot wait to go to the Deep South.
It's going
to
be so fun. Dude.
I know it is. April 27th, Mike Rainey and Friends at Soul Joles. Then May 25th and 26th, we'll be in Chicago. The first show sold out. Thank you to everybody for making that happen. And for the second show, I think there's like 15 tickets left, so grab tickets when you can. I'll have this link in the show description on both the audio and video versions of this. And I love doing shows. I love being able to travel to do shows. Dude, traveling gets my dick hard so much, and being able to do it.
Dude, it's so fun doing shows with the boys on the road.
Nothing beats it, man.
Nothing better.
Yeah, and we're having fun. And all the boys, for all of us. Like, after the shows, we all fucking hang out. We want to chill with everybody.
Yeah.
We have a good time. It's not just fucking, you come see a show, then you go the fuck home. Yeah. We'll get into some retarded shit afterward.
Yeah, no, you'll be begging to leave.
But a lot of fun stuff happening. And we're going to head over to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/dadmeatpodcast. And Tim, do you have news about Medieval Times?
I do. So we have a date in mind. Just one moment here. And I did hear back from the event planning team. at Medieval Times. Let me hit you guys with just a little bit of information right now. So the idea right now, I believe, is to do this on April 26th. Was April 26th? Does that sound like what we all agreed on? All right, April 26th, Baltimore, Maryland. We're collecting information on Patreon as we speak. I have to collect the money and then pay them all at once. That's kind of an annoyance, but I will organize this, and I guess we'll do. I'll get everything set up, and I'll get everyone a deadline to fucking send in their portion, and then so just go over the Patreon. That's where I'm organizing it. Thank you. April 26th. Let's go.
Can't wait for that, buddy. And everybody's welcome to join us there. We'll give all the info out on we doing on Patreon.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll have everything ready to go over there. Dude, there's like between 150 and 200 people are coming.
Yeah, Lazy Dave, you know that shit's about to pop off too. But go to patreon.com/DemiPodcast. Join us over there. We're going to be back in a few minutes with more Drew Montana. Drew, I love doing anything with you, buddy. You're so
fucking
fun.
Thank you, guys, dude. No, this is always so fun. You guys are the best.
Likewise, homie. And the Patreon's whatever you want to fucking pay. If you want to pay $1, just pay $1. Just come chill with us. We'll be back in a few minutes with more Drew. See you guys.
Peace.